celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I never was captain for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I knew, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup.
We're working on Conversation for Tuesday, March the 19th here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. We're going to take our best shot at having you understand, at least from our perspective, what the best stories of the day are, most important conversational items. And man, this thing from Steubenville, Ohio continues. A lot of the conversation yesterday, which was really the first full day in the aftermath of the Verdict Sunday, which found these two high school football players, one 17 years of age, the other 16, found guilty of raping a 16-year-old girl. One of the boys was also found guilty of a second crime. He was foolish enough to post pictures and videos of this girl as she lay naked on the floor. A lot of news organizations, mostly CNN, but a few others as well, have come under really deserved, in my mind, criticism for their coverage of the event. They appeared to sympathize with the rapists and not the victim. CNN has not officially issued any statement other than to tell those seeking interviews, like the Washington Post, they have no comment. Well, they don't need to comment because we all know what the circumstance was. And if that wasn't bad enough, CNN and Fox and MSNBC all aired the name of the 16-year-old girl who was the victim, which was unnecessary. But again, in this age of let's get everything on the air, let's tell everybody everything about everything, you didn't need to know that girl's name, did you? Who needed to know her name? In fact, a petition has started on change.org, change.org, calling for CNN to issue a formal on-air apology for sympathizing or seeming to sympathize with the rapists. The petition already has 100,000 signatures. If you want to sign it, you ought to go online to change.org and sign the petition that seeks to ask or demand from CNN that they look at their policies, they understand what they did. As some of them, the people who are there don't think they did anything wrong. Over on MSNBC, Michael Eric Dyson talked about the verdict in the case and the way CNN chose to cover this case.
Let's begin with the facts. Two members of the Steubenville High School football team were found guilty this weekend of raping a 16-year-old girl last year. Judge Thomas Lipps handed down the verdicts in juvenile court. The defendants were taken into custody and sent to a juvenile detention center. They await an assessment of where they will be placed to serve their sentences. 16-year-old Malik Richmond was found delinquent on charges of rape that carry a minimum of 1 year in detention. 17-year-old Trent Mays was found delinquent on charges of rape and illegal use of a minority in nudity-oriented material. He was sentenced to a minimum of 2 years in juvenile detention center for his offense against a minor. Both teens could remain in juvenile detention until they are 21. Those are the basic facts of Sunday's verdict. But the immediate reaction to the news was driven almost entirely by emotion.
I cannot imagine, having just watched this on the feed coming in, how emotional that must have been sitting in the courtroom.
The emotion being discussed was not of the victim or the victim's family. It was a reaction to the defendants breaking down in court. Both of them sobbed and offered words of regret minutes before hearing their fates. So in response to the news of a guilty verdict in a rape case, the story was defined by the suffering of the accused.
It was incredibly emotional, incredibly difficult even for an outsider like me to watch what happened as these two young men that had such promising futures, star football players, very good students, literally watched as they believed their life fell apart.
Many would argue their lives fell apart the moment they engaged in rape, a sex crime they have been convicted of in court. The coverage of the verdict exploited whatever emotion was conveniently available at the moment. In this instance, it was the emotion of two young men who were facing the consequences of their actions. Their actions were downplayed and their punishment was judged. And in so doing, the media gave tacit approval to blame the victim. The flood of reactions on social media are a testament to that. Countless messages included sexual taunts toward the teenage girl, saying she should have been aware of her surroundings and blaming her for drunken decisions that ruined innocent lives. Two 16-year-old girls have been arrested for making death threats to the victim on Twitter. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine struck a different note when addressing the verdict. He seemed to remember the person who was actually the victim of a crime.
The prosecutor's most important duty is to seek justice. And I believe what we saw today is, in fact, justice. My heart goes out to the victim and her family.
DeWine added another sentiment. He said, every rape is a tragedy. In this instance, those covering the story would have done well to remember who perpetrated this tragedy and who was a victim of it.
There's Michael Eric Dyson on MSNBC with what I believe to be the correct point of view when it comes to this whole fiasco. A top city official in Steubenville is going to be looking into this investigation. Matter of fact, backing a wide-ranging investigation targeting adults who failed to report this rape. Also, a grand jury is going to meet to consider charges against those who knew about the crime but failed to report it. The group could include other teenagers, parents, school officials, coaches, that sort of thing. This thing is really not over. Authorities arrested two Eastern Ohio girls suspected of making social media threats against the girl who was raped in this circumstance. The attorney general said the girls were arrested. They had posted threatening Facebook and Twitter comments. This thing is really sick, and the focus and the attention given to football, yet another damning example of how out of control this whole focus in our country in many areas is in terms of football and the power of those who play football as teenagers, young adults. Ridiculous. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the Good Day program at 14 past the hour. Good morning.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Dad, you ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in the March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and get a healthy beginning to their newborns. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
The conversation about the Steubenville rate case, pretty much on the top of most people's minds when it comes to conversation, the last 24 to 48 hours, and that's what we're here to talk about on the Good Day program. A judge sentenced these players to at least a year in jail, in a juvenile jail. Grand jury looks into whether others broke the law. Here's Taco Scott Sloan with the Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine on his program about these allegations and accusations.
Let's talk about this case. You're now in the second phase of this because you in a press conference yesterday said you're going to continue trying to find out. Is there evidence or a suggestion that evidence exists that coaches, administrators, or other adults knew about the events following this rape of the 16-year-old girl?
Well, I think we owe the Steubenville community two things. And we were asked, by the way, to come in a number of months ago to prosecute this case because the prosecuting attorney, her son is on the football team, although he's not, you know, been involved in this at all. So she asked us to come in. Our BCI investigators have been involved extensively. Really two things we're trying to accomplish. One is the community needs to move on. We need to get this over with as quick as we can. But also, because of all the allegations, cover-up claims, all these things, it's so important in any case, but particularly in this case, that we make sure we have all the facts and that we know exactly what happened. So we have had an exhaustive investigation. I mean, one of the things that we have done, we pulled down from, you know, really a handful of phones, if you can believe this number, well over 300,000 text messages. And, you know, we're looking at all that information.
So 300,000?
Yeah, it's unbelievable,
oh, wow.
Those numbers, and numerous videos, I mean, kids just today constantly on their phones.
Yeah.
And so we try to reconstruct what happened that
night.
Which
actually kind of makes your job easier because now, rather than he said, she said, you actually have video and text.
Yeah, it's there. And I think it's, you know, people don't realize this stuff stays. And, but what we're trying to do is not only get this over with, but we're trying to make sure we have all the facts. We've interviewed over 60 people, but we had about 16 people who wouldn't talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to convene a grand jury to meet next month. And Bill Skank, who is used to be prosecuting attorney in Greene County, who works for me, and Bill and I have worked together for many years, and he's really my senior advisor in this area. He's going to go over and handle the grand jury himself, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, maybe there's no additional charges, and that would be just fine. But if there are things that occurred, if there has been people who, you know, didn't report a felony, which is a crime, or for obstruction of justice, I mean, there's possible crimes that maybe were committed by other people who, you know, were not directly involved in the rape itself.
Out of the 16 people who refused to sit down with you and share information, you're going to go to a grand jury. The 16, are they students or are they adults?
They're both, although the majority of them are minors.
888-302-3684 on Good Day.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Discussion on Good Day, the Steubenville rape case and the verdict and the stuff that goes along with it. One just wonders out loud how many other situations like this exist in our country. How often does this happen and how often is it covered up? It kind of reminds me in a way of what happened in Pennsylvania at Penn State. 888-302-3684. Talk host David Bloomquist here with attorney Jane Hanlon. She actually recused herself from prosecuting the case. And they talk about social media and how important all of that, the back and forth that you heard the Attorney General Mike DeWine talking about before, how important it was as this case played out.
Do you agree with the Attorney General's office that this is not over, that every angle must be looked at until it can be put to rest?
I do, and this is just a continuation of what we had asked the Attorney General's office to do back in August. When we first asked them to become involved, we asked them to, we asked the court to grant the Attorney General's office the full authority to investigate anything and anyone, and to use all of their powers to investigate all of the facts and circumstances around this case. So this convening of the grand jury is just a continuation of what we asked them to do back in August.
So why do you think the criticism leveled at you and your office then? If you filed the initial charges, you even went one step further with the kidnapping. You asked the Attorney General's office to get involved. You asked them to look at everything. But yet you get lambasted and your office gets lambasted. Why?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, not only did we file the most serious charges that were possible in the state of Ohio, we also filed the motion to preserve the right to trial the juvenile offenders as adults. We wanted to make sure that the Attorney General's office maintained the ability to prosecute that case that way if they saw fit to do so. And I would say thank God that we have the justice system that we do, because the way that this case was tried in the social media atmosphere with the internet hate mob, the hate blogs, and the people purporting to be in favor of this victim but really just looking for their 15 minutes of fame, if we had tried the case on the internet, you would have tried and convicted the wrong people. And I can say this about the anonymous groups and Alexander Goddard and Roseanne Tarr and all of those people who saw fit to stick their nose into this case and to spread hatred and lies. They never uncovered a single piece of evidence that wasn't already known to the Steubenville Police Department and to the investigators for the Attorney General's office. They never discovered any witnesses or discovered any tweets or videos. All of that information was known to us and known to the investigators in the beginning. I think if you listen to the victim's representative yesterday, they actually hurt the victim. They made this case much harder for this young girl. They leaked her private medical records to millions of people on the internet. They took what would have already been an excruciating process for this young girl on a local level and thrust her onto an international stage. They caused the Attorney General's office to have to give immunity to the witnesses because they brought so much hatred and fear and threats that it was very difficult to get people to cooperate in this case. And so I would attribute, I know I listened to them complain about the immunity that the Attorney General's office had asked the court to grant. And in my opinion, that was a direct result of the fear that they brought into our community to where nobody was cooperating. You know, until they got here, this case was proceeding through the normal justice system with the most serious charges possible. And all that they did in this case was make justice even harder to achieve. And so I think there's this popular myth out there that but for these bloggers or but for Prettified and Roseanne Barr, none of this would come to light. It's the opposite. This was proceeding exactly as it should with the most serious charges allowed to be filed. And all they did was come in here and try to ruin the reputation of an otherwise good community, scare innocent people, cause death threats to be made all over the place. So I think when you look at this case, and you say, gee, what caused all of this hatred and this criticism that in most cases is unwarranted? I think you can attribute that to the internet bloggers and the anonymous groups and the hatred that they brought to this community.
All right. She sounds pretty angry. When you hear it from that side of the street, does that make you angry? This appears to, listening to her, sound like a grandstand play on the part of those who prosecuted the case. And so I'll have a few more minutes on this, and then we'll move into what's going on in Cyprus and how your money is affected. Next up on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-Packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arrestherisk.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It that improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Have a good day.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kesler is following social media when it comes to the discussion of what went on in Steubenville, Ohio. Kenny, why don't you bring us up to date on a few of these tips, normally when you get you're following either us on Facebook or Twitter or on other social media, are they often anonymous thoughts or there's usually a name attached to them?
There's usually a name. These are posts on our Facebook page. Lana says, what is it about the community at large that holds athletes to such high esteem that it totally inflates their egos to a point that they feel they are above being a responsible human being? Mm-hmm. Not for just these boys, but many athletes in similar situations. I don't get it. And Jay and Paula both want to know, what about the people who provided the alcohol to these children?
That's a good question. I want to know the answer to that, too. How do they, maybe that's part of this grand jury and the investigation into this situation as it continues, something that really is on my mind and a lot of other people's minds. The judge found the two Steubenville teenagers guilty of raping the 16-year-old girl. Jaw-dropping examples of teenage alcohol use and the text messaging wrapped into allegations of a cover-up. The Ohio Attorney General says it's time for a grand jury to look into this. CNN has been criticized, and with justification in my mind. Now the words from Anderson Cooper on CNN as to the perception that people have on this story from the CNN side of the street.
If you watch this program regularly, you know we always try to focus on the victims of crime. Obviously, because of the age of the victim and the nature of the crime against her, we're not using her name or showing you photographs of her. We are showing you what happened in court because that is part of the news, but we're leading off the broadcast with the victim's mother because we believe the focus, as always, should be on the victim of this terrible crime. Our only look at this young woman, and we're blurring the image, are in the photos that were posted and tweeted by other teens. You'll remember we first learned about this crime when these photos of the victim were posted and tweeted with various hashtags, including hashtag rape. And there may be charges yet to come against some of the witnesses who took the photos and posted the tweets, and other teenagers and adults even, who either enabled this crime, neglected to report it, or may have even tried to cover it up.
All right, so that's the first time you heard anybody from CNN actually take a look at the real crime and that side of the street, at least in my hearing or watching this during the course of the last couple of days. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with an opportunity for you to share some of the things from this story and others that you consider to be important stories. The victim's mother was on CNN, and she said, quote, "This is the start of a new beginning for my daughter. We need to stress the importance of helping those in need and to stand up for what is right. We hope that from this something good can arise. I feel I have the opportunity to bring an awareness to others, possibly change the mentality of a youth or help a parent to have more of an awareness to where their children are and what they're doing. The adults need to take responsibility and guide these children. I believe," this is Doug Steffen speaking, "that under the circumstances, the parents of the children, the parents involved in this ought to be prosecuted and sent to jail as co-conspirators." 888-302-3684. That may be just as important a message as all of this other discussion. So here's some more. There are a lot of interview opportunities for this mother. She turned down many of them. She did release, though, some more in this statement.
"My family and I are hopeful that we can put this horrible ordeal behind us. We need and deserve to focus on our daughter's future. We hope that from this, something good can arise. I feel I have an opportunity to bring an awareness to others, possibly change the mentality of a youth or help a parent to have more of an awareness to where their children are and what they are doing. The adults need to take responsibility and guide these children. I ask every person listening, what if this was your daughter, your sister, or your friend? We need to stress the importance of helping those in need and to stand up for what is right. We all have that option to choose. This is the start of a new beginning for my daughter. I ask that you all continue to pray for her and all victims, and please respect our privacy as we help our family to heal. Thank you."
I think your privacy has hardly been respected in this, ma'am. 888-302-3684. Here's the sheriff, the Steubenville sheriff named Fred Abdallah, who talked to Poppy Harlow from CNN, who is one of the ones that was pretty outrageous in her coverage of this, focusing on the boys and, oh, isn't that too bad? But she now, in this piece, talks about the death threats the victim received on Twitter after the verdict on Sunday.
"One says you ripped my family apart, you made my cousin cry, so when I see you, it's going to be a homicide. I take it seriously."
"Of course. And the next?"
"And the next is I'll celebrate by beating the shit out of Jane Doe."
"You said one of these girls has admitted?"
"Yes, they have. And she was crying. And again, we're dealing with kids again. But the attorney general had just left the building. The judge was still in the building when I received messages. There's death threats already against the victim. They both appear before Judge Kerr, our juvenile court judge, tomorrow morning. I hope this sends a warning. And I could assure you, we've been monitoring Twitter for 24 hours and continue. If there's anybody out there crosses the line and makes a death threat, they're going to have to face the consequences."
So the grand jury is going to investigate. This is something that is pretty uniquely suited to ensure fairness and complete an investigation like this. And doesn't the community need assurance that no stone has been left unturned in the continuing search for the truth? So that's the way that that thing sort of is put to bed from my perspective, at least for now. The Steubenville rape verdict. Another court case that you may be interested in because I'm a dairy farmer and sell raw milk and raw cheeses and that sort of thing on my farm. You hear me often talking about the situation that farmers are facing because of the illegal way the government uses its assets to go after people who are selling raw milk, such as the case with a criminal action that was taken against an Amish farmer. His name, I'm not sure it was ever published. The magistrate, however, in this case, a judge named Jessica Brubaker, has dismissed the criminal complaint, the criminal action that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania brought against this farmer. His name is, I'm looking at it now, Christian Zook. Christian Zook sells raw milk at his dairy farm. The Commonwealth did not prove its case at the hearing before the judge. The charge against him was a misdemeanor count for a violation of the Pennsylvania Construction Code. The charge stemmed from him building a new barn, and that was the way his original barn, by the way, had been destroyed by a fire. But that was the way they got at him for selling raw milk. The people who are, this is an insidious reality in our country, where people take a product like raw milk, which is available for sale in some 26, 27 states, and there's a bill before the House to make it legal to sell it everywhere. It's, by the way, available as a, you know how you buy Coca-Cola and that sort of stuff in vending machines pretty much everywhere? You can find raw milk available in vending machines in most reasonably sized cities all over Europe. So this is how these people in the big milk business, there's one company that controls about 74-75% of the entire fluid milk supply in the whole country, and they've been trying to put the small farmers who are selling milk, whether it's retail milk, whether it's raw milk, out of business for ever since the early years of the Bush administration. So this and the people who are inside some of the so-called scientists who work for the government agencies that say if you drink this stuff is like white death, they sound so stupid because they just don't know. And the ignorance, however, is the consequences of the ignorance that come forth from things like this, where how much tax dollar present, how much is being spent, never mind in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in other states, where they're trying, or in the CDC, where they say, don't drink raw milk, it's unhealthy for you. That's BS. If it's well produced, it's much healthier for you. Anyway, so this guy built a building to use it to sell his products, including raw milk. So they shut him down because they said he didn't adhere to the code. Well, in most states, like Pennsylvania, this is an agricultural building, and it's exempt from most of the provisions of the building code. Anyway, so in this, it's so... They hide behind this veil, trying to make people into criminals that are selling products that are healthy and desirable. And it drives me nuts. When we have these budget problems in our country, we have this kind of stuff going on. It appears when the township lost its case, decided to up the ante and request they had a case against him, the community, trying to... get him to shut down his operation, but he lost because the town didn't understand the Pennsylvania Right to Farm Act, which again is something that most communities have and most states have. At any rate, more wasting your tax dollars in a case that I thought you'd be interested in. Lots of people who are in the farming business listen to the Good Day program, and for that I'm thankful. 16 before the hour, 888-302-3684. What the heck is going on, and why is your money being affected by what went on in Cyprus this weekend? We'll find out the answer to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
All right, the Doug Stanford Good Day program, Ken and I working on some of these stories that you're going to be talking about through the course of the day. My favorite one, I don't know if this is my favorite one, but it certainly has gotten a lot of attention. A lot of talk radio people and talk television people, the money folks on these channels like Bloomberg and the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel and CNBC, talking about what's happened in Cyprus. How it could happen any place. It might even happen here. Here's Stuart Varney talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. The two of them seem to be interested in talking a lot to each other about many different things. And here they talk about the latest from Cyprus. And again, wondering out loud, which is what a lot of people have done, whether what has happened there could happen here.
I want to talk more about what's going on in Cyprus. Europe is basically telling that small island country, if you want to get bailed out, everybody with money in a bank has got to pay up. A tax on bank deposits. Could the same thing happen here? Could Congress pass a law and the President sign it that says your bank account is going to be taxed 5% or whatever? They could do that, couldn't
they? Yes, they could.
Nothing to stop them.
Yes, they could, because the people who have more than $100,000 in the bank are targets for any government that's looking for money to shore up its own inability to manage its finances.
Well, in the case of Cyprus, it's people with any money in the bank.
Correct.
They have 10 bucks and they're going to tax it.
Correct. So the deposits are guaranteed. The deposits are insured. So that when you put a dollar or a euro in the bank, you're going to get the dollar or the euro back. But not in Cyprus.
They've breached that principle.
Correct. Apparently they will breach the principle because they, just like the American Congress, think they can write any law and regulate any behavior and change any law. They don't abide basic principles We promised you you'd get your money back. Oh, but we decided to change the promise because we couldn't manage the government. And the only way we can shore up our own inability to manage the government is to steal the 6 or 7 or 9% of your savings.
Look, I don't think it's ever going to happen here. I'll say flat out, I don't think it's going to happen here. The worry is that over there, there's going to be a run on the banks in Cyprus and other heavily indebted countries like Spain and Italy also have a run on the banks.
You informed me that the banks are closed at the moment.
They are in Cyprus,
stuff
yes.
Stuff came up in Cyprus over the weekend. What happens when the banks open? Is it he who gets there first gets the cash? Because you know that they don't have cash in the bank equivalent to all the deposits that have been made there.
Well, Charles,
that would
has
be inconceivable.
True, but the authorities in Europe will stand behind the banks in Cyprus and ship in a ton of money.
What happens if the Parliament of Cyprus basically says to those socialists in Brussels, go take a hike?
Stocks plummeted around the world yesterday. The euro fell because of the fears of what's going on in Cyprus. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Getting a bad haircut. When you hear this story, it's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Did you know that the United States Senate has its own barbershop? Would you be surprised to learn that it runs deficits of $350,000 on average a year? 15 years in the record books, the average deficit for the Senate barbershop is $350,000 a year. I remember getting my hair cut down there once. Nice guys. I mean, we'll laugh about this, but this is the kind of stuff the people running this country are so bad and so privileged and so completely lost in themselves that they actually want you to pay more in taxes so that you can support a barbershop that loses $350,000 a year. I remember interviewing the guy had been a barber down there for 43 years. What great stories he had. But at any rate, is this acceptable to you? He said, oh, well, it's just a little. But these things, how many of these things are going on there and elsewhere that cost you, the person paying the bill, this kind of dough? Here's a radio host named Michael Brown talking about a move to try to privatize the barbershop and the resistance, the unbelievable resistance that the move has been getting.
If you've ever been to the United States Capitol, or if you plan on going, I want you to go down in the basement. And down in the basement, you will find Senate Hair Care Services. Yes, the barbershop for the United States Senate and the barbershop for the United States House. It's where they go to get free shoe shines and they can get free haircuts. It's a great little place. You got to be a senator, you got to be a House member, but it's a great little place. The barbershop of the United States Senate has run deficits of approximately $350,000 a year for each of the last 15 years. So Sergeant-at-Arms Terry Gaynor, who used to be the chief of the Capitol Police, Terry's a great guy. He's just a good guy. He has decided to try out a new model. One has looked rather unfashionable during the Obama era, and that is privatization of the U.S. Senate barbershop. Gaynor has tried to trim the Senate hair care services for the past few years, according to the magazine Supercuts. Here's why I think this is a great example of why things never get done. Terry Gaynor, the Sergeant of Arms for the United States Senate, has been trying for several years now to at least privatize the Senate barbershop as a way to eliminate the $350,000 yearly deficit that perk that we provide to U.S. senators is costing you and me. He has been absolutely, totally, completely unsuccessful. We can't even eliminate the Senate barbershop. We can't even privatize the Senate barbershop. If previous efforts to end taxpayer funding of the Senate barbershop are any guide, it's going to take much longer than one might expect. Are you ready for this? There have been attempts to eliminate the federally funded barbershop since 1951.
All right. I made a mistake. I have not been to the Senate barbershop. I was in the White House barbershop. That's where the fellow that I met came up with this. Milton was his name. I'm trying to remember his last name. What a wonderful guy. And now, if there's a Senate barbershop, you know there's a House barbershop. And I know there's a White House barbershop. So how many more of these are around? Is the one at the Transportation Department? Is the State House? I'm sorry, does the State Department have a barbershop? The Pentagon has a barbershop. The IRS has a barbershop. The FDA has a barbershop. So multiply all of these up by $350,000 a year, and you know what you're talking about, right? By the way, speaking of the FDA, you'll be happy to know that they are poised to approve genetically engineered salmon. GE salmon, genetically engineered salmon, is all over the FDA. As a matter of fact, Kenny, we might want to look at the comment pages that the FDA has because they are full of people demanding that the FDA stop their mad rush to put genetically engineered and modified salmon on your plate. You want to check that out. Something to be followed. We may follow it a little bit more on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show site or Twitter or actually on the Good Day site as well. So lots of things going on in the world. Happy to bring them to you for conversational purposes. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.